98. The Day of Truth. 9.5 years ago. The next morning, Zeth landed back at the Windrunner Monastery and strode through the open front gates, confident. He was the only hope his people had. He was it. Acolytes scattered, running for their shamans. By the time Zeth had reached the honor-bearer's quarters, Zeth's quarters, the 10 shamans of the monastery had gathered. In defiance of their station, each was wearing a faded red armband left out in the sun. For mourning. Appropriate.
"Walk with me," Zeth commanded them.
"Ananimi," the lead shaman said. Feraz daughter Deraz, he thought her name was. A short woman with brown skin and jet-black hair cut close and curly.
"We 10 have conferred, and we ask to be sent as traveling shamans to visit villages in the region, rather than maintaining the monastery."
A profound demotion, and a profound statement.
"I barely spoke with you while I trained here," Zeth said.
A deliberate misphrasing. They'd barely spoken to him. He'd been treated with strict coolness during that year.
"Tell me, where did Tuco find you?"
Feraz didn't reply, but one of the others piped up.
"We're rejects," he said. "Turned down by the other monasteries."
"Turned down?" Zeth guessed. "But not because of lack of skill with the sword?"
"I was one of the best,"
Feraz said, her chin up. Hardly appropriate humility for a servant of the Heralds.
"I defeated Posen's swordmaster in 1 out of 5 bouts."
"To win even a single point on Gonda Sundarius is indeed an accomplishment," Zeth said.
"You took him down 5 for 5, I heard," Feraz said reluctantly.
"Yes," Zeth said, surveying the group of them. "But I have an uncommon skill, even among those uncommonly skilled. 5 of you are of the sword and 5 of the book."
"Technically,"
one of the others said.
"In reality, all 10 are of the sword," Zeth guessed, nodding. "Originally rejected because of your rebellious attitudes, then gathered here. So Tuco was actually planning a rebellion."
Zeth started down the hallway.
"Walk with me."
They did not. Zeth turned back to them.
"I have not released you. Until I do, I am honor bearer. Be glad you have me."
"You killed Tuco,"
shouted one of the others.
"As I said, be glad," Zeth said. "I am more skilled than he was. You will need the very best to resist the others. If Tuco truly believed in truth, then he would have wished for me to take his place."
The others considered that as Zeth walked through the quiet hallway. Finally, the gaggle of shamans joined him.
"What are you saying?"
Feraz demanded. Zeth turned a corner and threw open the armory doors. As he'd remembered, Tuco kept the room well stocked. It was a centerpiece of each monastery of truth, but many were maintained more out of ritual than active need. Not so here. Swords in stacks, gemstones, armor and shields in abundance. The larder would be well maintained to resist a siege, and the monastery, like each of them, had its own wells. If he could recruit moss, they'd have soul casting, which would mean infinite food so long as they took care of their gemstones. Unfortunately, he wasn't certain he would be able to persuade him. Maybe Sivvy.
"Zeth," Feraz demanded, Ananimi?
"Did Tuco tell you why he planned to rebel?" Zeth said.
"No,"
she admitted.
"It didn't get that far. He said that the others might attack us and we should prepare. When the time came and we were ready, except he backed down. He waited until you arrived. He assumed that he could defeat me."
Zeth looked to the gathered 10 and saw fear in their eyes now.
"Tuco discovered, as I recently have, that the other honor bearers serve one of the unmade."
His voice didn't even tremble. Did he sound confident? He felt it for once.
"An unmade?"
Feraz asked softly.
"Yes. I do not yet know if they are deceived or aware, but they are actively following the thing's demands. They call it the voice."
He paused, then took a deep breath.
I must declare alone that the desolation has arrived. The Voidbringers have returned. At long last, the day of truth is here, and it is time to fight.
Only one unmade so far that he had seen. The records from thousands of years ago were fragmentary copies of copies, but the general consensus among scholars was that if one Voidbringer was found, the rest would soon follow, or had already come in secret. He turned to the others, who were themselves universally alarmed, wide-eyed. Yet then they started nodding. Tuco had been working on them, despite not explaining fully.
"I have hope," Zeth said, "that I can recruit one or two of the honor-bearers. The others will resist us, so we must move quickly. Mobilize and recruit any among the people who are willing. It is time for war, and for us to pray to the heralds that we are not too late."